As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It is a pleasure to welcome in the old-time Giants great, 2-time Super Bowl champion, the wonderful Phil Sims, to break down some football for us and some draft and everything else. Phil, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Yeah.
I can't hear myself. Well, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, there's a volume button. So just turn it up.
Well, why don't you guys?
Have you ever done TV before?
There you go.
Listen, Boomer.
What?
Just like it said in that little intro. Shut your head. I mean, you just be quiet over there.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate you moving Friday's appearance to today. It means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
When I saw you on Wednesday, which was, I got to admit, it was funny as hell. Okay. I don't mean that you're sick. Yeah. Gio's going, Hoover. And you're over there. Nothing's wrong with me.
He's fanning himself,
and you could see the sweat dripping off
his nose.
This is no joke, man.
I know it's not. I'm not going to make fun of it, because if I make fun of it, I'll be sick tomorrow or whatever. So, but
you know, at our age, when you get sick, you got to take it seriously.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. I haven't been sick in a long time. So,
well, now knock on wood. Now you're definitely jinxing it. You're touching the money.
Well, here. You walk by me and gee, I know. You go, I'm not sick. It's just
my
voice.
I don't have the flu. If I had the flu, I wouldn't be here, obviously. And I didn't. I did everything I needed to do this weekend. I had all the energy. I just got this voice thing. But everybody thinks I have the flu because you had the flu and you were hacking all over me.
I'm still hacking, too.
Yeah. Every time I look over there, he's...
I'm sorry, all right?
Don't be sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Can't we have a little fun again?
You do, man. You just come in here, you attack, attack, attack. That's what I used to do on the floor. I used to yell, attack, attack, attack on the field.
Yeah, did it work?
Yes, it did work. It worked very well. Right. By the way, what did you think of this whole Aaron Rodgers situation and how he went about describing his last meeting with the Jets?
Okay. If the Jets do it over the phone, it would have been a controversy, right?
I guess so.
Now they did it so quickly in person, it's a controversy. I don't know. So neither way, it really doesn't bother me. If he's offended by it, that's his right, of course. And maybe the way they talked to him was a little condescending. I don't know. I haven't heard like the whole conversation. I listened to what he had to say a little bit, but I would say I got to make this quick. And I said this last week to somebody, maybe my kids or my sons, whatever. But Aaron Rodgers, no decision yet, right?
Right.
What's he waiting on?
Well, he did talk extensively about something that's going on in his life.
Yeah.
Where someone is very sick in his inner circle. And he is not ready to commit to a team until that gets in a better place. That was his thing.
What do you think he's waiting on?
I think he's sitting there going, why would I want to go to Pittsburgh? Let's wait and see how the offseason goes, the start of training camp, preseason. Minnesota maybe is a little leery of their quarterback, and he's where he wants to be in Minnesota.
Wow. I bet that'd be a good place for him.
To me, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And when I thought about it, he keeps delaying this thing with Pittsburgh. And Minnesota said, we're not interested, because they're trying to give J.J. McCarthy all the hope that they can give him. And and put him in a good frame of mind. So,
yeah, and I do think so. I told Boomer for weeks that he wouldn't go to Minnesota because of what I thought his contract demands were going to be, what was being reported. But then Aaron Rodgers came out and said, I don't know where that stuff came from. I'll play for 10 M's, meaning $10 million. Yeah. So if that's the case, then he could still end up in Minnesota. But I have to take him at his word. I don't think that he would be using an illness in his inner circle to make an excuse for if he's going to play or not. I just can't. I got to take him at his word for that.
Yeah, sure.
And by the way, I'll push back on your thing about it. Would it be a controversy if it was over the phone? He did address that. He said, you know, of course an in-person meeting is better, but if it's going to go like that, that could be a phone call. You know, if you're just going to be like, boom, hey, yeah, you want to play football, we're moving in a different direction, that's a phone call. But to bring me all the way out here and to have that meeting, like he thought it was going to, he said, why wouldn't you pick my brain? Well, I thought I was going to be there for 2 hours. And I thought that there was a chance that we were going to move on, but I thought we could have a full conversation.
Yeah.
You could see my perspective. Yeah.
Then you know what? Then I believe he is completely out of touch with reality, because the moment that Aaron Glenn got the job was the moment that he was going to be gone. There's no way that Aaron Glenn is going to have him in that meeting room, just like Aaron, or somebody said it to him, or somebody was talking about having him in the back of the room while Aaron Glenn's trying to get this whole young group of guys on the same page. It's not easy if there's a perceived lack of respect from the head coach.
Yeah, but see, I thought that was unfair as well, because what Aaron Rodgers said, so you don't know me, and now you've already got me undermining you in a meeting room. I mean, is that really fair?
Yeah, but that's Woody Johnson telling Aaron Judge and Aaron Glenn and Darren Muji, I don't want him here because I'm telling you what he said on McAfee about Brick Johnson, his grand, you know, his son.
Right. Well, you know, I didn't hear him on Pat McAfee, so I didn't get all this information you're saying, Gio.
Yeah.
And you know, and I didn't even look it up because I just go, I don't care. I mean, I hate to say it. I don't care.
Can I ask you a question? Your last year for the Giants, you go to the Pro Bowl. You go to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Did they pull you in and say that they were not re-signing you? Because I know you were dabbling with free agency with Cleveland, I think, at the time, right?
No, that was after the Giants cut me, that I dabbled with Cleveland.
Did they call you in and say that they were going to cut you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So who was it? Dan Reeves?
Dan Reeves was there. Yeah, Dan. It was really, I felt terrible for him. Because I walked in, now looking back, he was like, his face was gray. And he had this, and I sat down, and I was like, what's going on, coach? He goes, I got bad news. I'm not going to tell you what I said. I said, who died? And I put somebody's name to it. He goes, oh, no. We're letting you go. I said, damn, that's worse.
I didn't believe, but that's ultimately, how did that conversation go? I mean, it's not pleasant.
No, you know, the story is, and I'm not going to make long stories, I'm driving to the golf course on a Sunday to Ridgewood Country Club. I'm going to play golf. And who do you think? I'm driving down, and Chris Mortensen on the radio goes, something to look out for, the Giants and Phil Sims. I go, what the hell is he talking about? I mean, I was ready to go ask for a raise. Mm. We had a good year, went to the playoffs, won a game. I made the Pro Bowl, all that other stuff. And Dan Reeves is there playing golf. And I run into him. I said, Dan, I can't believe Chris Mortensen, I should have figured it out. Because his face, he kind of like didn't react to it, what it was said.
So you saw him at the day before that Sunday.
The day before.
And you knew you had a meeting with him in the office the next day?
No, I was down working out. And they said, Dan needs to see you in his office.
Oh, okay.
And I said, oh, well, he probably needs me to sign some footballs. He's a big autograph. You'll give him to charities. And, you know, since I walked in, now looking back, I go, the look on his face had that look like, Phil, you were in trouble. And, you know, the true story, I'll never get into the details, but it could have worked out my way. I had chances to go to many teams, offer me more money than the Giants ever paid me. And I tell my wife, gosh, Diana, so-and-so, they offered me a great contract, and it's more than ever. And she goes, oh, good for you. We'll visit you on weekends. And you know how that goes, Boomer. So, guys that stay in hotels while their wives are somewhere, come on, it's just...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So let me ask you this question. When you got up and left from him, I mean, I guess it was a necessary conversation. It was a face-to-face, man-to-man conversation.
Yeah, it was quick. And Dan, you know, listen, Dan Reeves and I had an unbelievable relationship. It wasn't good. It was great.
So was it his call or was it?
Oh, no, no. It came from the general manager, George Young. And it was going to be the first year of the salary cap the following year. And they were worried. And we had a first-round quarterback sitting behind me, Dave Brown.
Yep.
And I think they just said, this is the time to do it. And it's funny. I'm on the field throwing the ball and going, damn, I'm throwing the ball really well. I'm like, this, I feel good. And they call me in there. But you know what? I think of it this way. I would have played two more years probably, at least. And I would have been in trouble physically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I have enough stuff going on. And that would have just made it worse.
But the point being is that those conversations happen.
Yeah,
they happen. And sometimes they happen through the agent. Sometimes they bring in you because of your success as the Giant quarterback and a Super Bowl winner and a Super Bowl MVP. That they did it the right way, although which way you do it, it never goes over well.
There's a lot to it, of course. But like I said, I think looking back and as every year goes by, I'm saying, oh, man, thank God I didn't play two more years.
And you had a very awkward end to your Jets career.
I did, yes. So 3 years with the Jets, and then they have the United Way dinner. And so my last official... I guess requirement as a Jet, I was the United Way Man of the Year honoree that year. So I had to go to the United Way dinner. You know, it was at the
right
plaza, I think it was. I forget where it was. And I'm up there receiving this award on behalf of the New York Jets and everything else. And the Jets have a table at the dinner. And Leon Hess is sitting there. Richie Kotite sitting there. I think Pat Kerwin was sitting. Everybody was sitting there.
Right.
And they all knew that I was not going to be the quarterback next year. They all knew it. I knew it.
Oh, you knew.
And okay. I kind of knew, yeah. Because the next day, they announced the signing of Neil O'Donnell as a free agent.
Mm.
So I knew that was the end of it for me. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have any conversations. There were no, sit-downs or any of that stuff. It was just you're out of here. This new guy's in here the next day.
But, you know, I'll just say this publicly. I don't know if I've ever said it, but doesn't matter. It's not a big deal now. But Wellington Mara came in and said he didn't know. So he was caught off guard, too. That was the first he knew when I found out, I think. And he said, nope, you're going to play here next year. You're going to stay. I'm going to fire everybody else.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you who he was going to fire, but he was going to fire people. And I said, oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
It just will be a disaster and whatever. So I talked him out of it. Not that it took a lot of talking. But he was willing to fire people. If I wanted to play, he was going to let me.
Well, that's wild.
Wow. Isn't that great?
Yeah, no, that is great. But it's wild to me that we're talking about a franchise legend, Super Bowl champion.
Not about a legend.
No, but seriously. And then they don't run that decision by the owner?
Don't call him a legend, because now it gets gets all into himself and everything.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did you hear that coming from Boomer?
Yeah, I know, it gets all into himself. Kettle spot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that they we're going to release Phil Sims doesn't get to Wellington Mara?
So, but the point being is that George Young was appointed by the NFL to run the Giants. Am I right?
Yeah, he was. My first year, I was his first draft pick.
You were his first draft pick, yeah. And he ultimately decided to let you go because of Dave Brown.
Well, the salary cap was the biggest reason.
I know
reason.
The salary cap was a big deal because I was in the middle of all that stuff as well. But all I know is that the guy that drafted you was ultimately the guy because of the salary cap and because they had a younger quarterback that they took in the supplemental. Wasn't he a supplemental?
Yeah, he was supplemental, first round.
Right, so they just figured they had to move on.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
And everything. And, you know, I haven't said a lot about it. I was never really bitter. I think my wife, when I came home and said to her, you won't believe what happened today. And she goes, I won't even tell you what she said. And I said, no, they cut me. And she goes, what? So, on her, and to this day, she goes, you could have played two more years. I go, damn, what do you want me to be crippled?
Yeah. That's an interesting take because I feel like a lot of guys wouldn't say that. Would say, man, I had two more years in me, and I regret not playing. But you're saying that was actually the best decision for me.
Probably so. Yeah. I mean, you know, as you get done, I think Gio, I'm sure you had some injuries growing up in some way.
Of course.
Okay. Do they bother you at all now? Or
yes, do.
And as I got older, I feel them more and more. Like I did something recently, and they wanted me to throw footballs. I said, I haven't thrown a football overhand in at least 10 to 15 years.
Wow.
Because I had many shoulder separations and, you know, pitched baseball, you know, even during my college career. And so Man, that arm went through a lot of stuff.
It certainly did.
So throwing overhand, so that was just part of what maybe saved me too, for, you know, that respect.
Soft.
But no, yeah, but the balance of nature. They wanted me to throw, I did a new commercial, you'll have fun with it.
Oh, God.
And they wanted me to throw. So I said, you know, I don't do this, but I sucked it up and threw some overhand. And I actually go, damn, I'm throwing it pretty good.
Wow, so it felt good.
Yeah, it did feel good. And I threw them underhanded. And I always tell people, I'll bet you anything I could throw it underhanded, probably better than you can throw it overhanded.
Oh, I'm sure. Listen, I'm not doubting you on that one.
No?
For God's sakes.
Well, you're supposed to bite on it. Like,
I'm not. I can't do that.
No, I've seen it, so I know exactly what he's talking
about. Well,
they're
going to use it in the commercial. It's hilarious.
Have you seen the commercial?
I've seen what they're going to probably use. So the one overhand throw and one really good underhanded throw. Isn't that terrible? My achievement in life is I could throw the ball underhand.
Holy Christ.
Yeah,
so your achievement in life is you're still making money at your age.
No, I'm not, but that's a different story,
too. Yeah, you are,
man.
You're on commercials, national commercials, and everything else.
Yeah, I do it for free.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We have lots to talk about. We're not going to get into the draft just yet. We'll have another segment for that. But just before we take our first break, the Giants with the veterans that they signed this year, Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. What's your take on those two guys?
I thought they were good signings for both of them. They got them at the right price. And look, the Giants somewhere, we'll go into what's going on with them in this offseason, where they had great plans for the quarterback and how they're going to do it. And everything they look and they think they got it, it falls apart. You know, Matt Stafford, oh, God, this is going to be great transition. We get the guy, goes away. You know, Aaron Rodgers, I think they wanted Aaron Rodgers. Nobody told me that, but nope, that went away. And now the draft, and we'll talk about it as we go with these quarterbacks, how it's changed, where they were really on top of it, but the landscape changed on them, and here they are again fighting to maybe get a guy wherever they get it, which we'll talk about where that I think it will be too.
It's amazing how the landscape has changed, and it has changed significantly just in the last 4 weeks.
I mean, it's just like if it can go wrong, it's going wrong for this quarterback situation with the Giants.